A reading from the book of Exodus. The tent, which was called the meeting tent, Moses used to pitch it some distance away outside the camp. Anyone who wished to consult the Lord would go to this meeting tent outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, the people would all rise and stand at the entrance of their own tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses entered the tent, the column of cloud would come down and stand at its entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. On seeing the column of the cloud stand at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise and worship at the entrance of their own tents. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as one man speaks to another. Moses would then return to the camp, but his young assistant, Joshua, son of Nun, would not move out of the tent. Moses stood there with the Lord and proclaimed his name, Lord. Thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity, continuing his kindness for 1,000 generations and forgiving wickedness and crime and sin, yet not declaring the guilty guiltless, but punishing children and grandchildren to the 3rd and 4th generation for their father's wickedness. Moses at once bowed down to the ground in worship. Then he said, if I find favor with you, O Lord, do come along in our company. This indeed is a stiff-necked people. Yet pardon our wickedness and sins and receive us as your own. So Moses stayed there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights without eating any food or drinking any water, when he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. The word of the Lord. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord secures justice and the rights of all the oppressed. He has made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to the children of Israel. The Lord is kind and merciful. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. He will not always chide, nor does he keep his wrath forever. The Lord is kind and merciful. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness toward those who fear him. The Lord is kind and merciful. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. The Lord is kind and merciful. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him and said, explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. He said in reply, he who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed the kingdom of the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The Gospel of the Lord. And so whenever we see in the first reading today how God spoke with Moses as a man to another man, and all the people fell and trembled. And again, this is the Old Testament. So that's the way only one person could talk to God, Moses. But we, because of Jesus, get to talk to God face to face every day in the most blessed sacrament, when we receive communion in our adoration chapel. We get to talk to God face to face. Every time we go into the adoration chapel, there is Almighty God. And he says, what would you like of me? And we can talk to him and listen to him. That's why it's always so important that when we come before God in the Blessed Sacrament, we just don't say a bunch of memorized prayers, but we enter into intimacy of relationship. where I just talk to him. I give him all my needs. I share with him all my struggles. And I listen to his advice when he talks to me. We are greater than Moses, if you will, because of Jesus, not because of us. But the God of the universe came amongst us and stays with us and invites us to come to be with him every day. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. And stay.